You are WB 49, and we're standing by.
Good morning, Mike. WSBT 754.
Hey, morning time out there, Charlie.
And here we are back to the regular work. Have a good holiday.
Yeah, everything was good.
Yeah, we had a nice visit with everybody. Went to my grandson's hockey tournament on Wednesday afternoon. Watched him win 3 games in a row and took championship. Spent some time with my granddaughter home from college and ate, watched some football, and it was a nice time.
Yeah, copy.
In a few weeks, and we'll be off for almost 2 weeks. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's coming to an ear.
Yeah, Christmas was never my favorite holiday, but I'm glad when it's over. But man, that slow walk through wintertime, man, that's pretty depressing.
Now, last year wasn't so bad. Went by pretty quick.
Yeah, it just waits forever for snow to come, you know. You get it in February or March. When you're ready to get done with it, it starts snowing. Well, maybe it'd be different this year with this snow we've been getting.
When you watch, we'll get a big dumping, you know.
Did you get some time off over the weekend, or did you have to work?
Oh, I still had to work, but I mean, it was like just, you know, part-time. But no big deal.
Yeah, the only bad thing about having 4 days off is getting back at it on that Monday. You kind of walk around going, man, is this day over yet? And it's not even 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yep. I know what you mean. Yeah, what was it? A few weeks ago, I had a weekend like that.
Well, this is my short week, so I'll be off Friday anyway, so hopefully the 4 days will go by quick and have another long weekend. I got to work one more Friday this year, and the end of the year, we get off the 24th through the 2nd of January, so, well, through the 2nd, go back on the 2nd, so nice week and a half or so break.
Yeah, they're showing the storm pattern that's coming our way. Looks like only about 1 to 3 inches.
When's that, tomorrow night or something like that?
I think today or tonight into tomorrow, something like that.
Yeah, yippee. Well, a little cold. It's up to 23 now. It was 20 when I left my place. Thought it was supposed to be down in the teens.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, well, I don't worry about that. I'm used to it.
I've said it a million times. I just detest this whole time of year.
Yeah, I know you do. You'd rather live down there in, what, the southern half?
Yeah, out in West Texas where it's still warm. Sunshine. I still don't know why I moved back. Oh, well, we're here, so hopefully I got one more winter after this, and then that'll be it. And once I'm retired, it won't bother me, you know. When I don't have to go out and drive in it in the morning and deal with it on my terms, then it'll be all right. But having to work and get out here in the morning when it's snowing and blowing, yeah, I'm not too crazy about that.
When you retire, you know, you'll have more time to make contacts, do those contests.
Yeah, that's probably what I'll do come winter. Mess around and play radio for a while, I guess. Be warm and dry, just the way I like it.
Well, I haven't heard nobody else on here this morning but you.
Yeah, it is a little quiet, ain't it? Even on the other one, ain't nothing happening. What a change.
Yeah, for the minute. WSHM 738, good morning, Mike. Good morning, members.
That didn't take long.
Never does. I go to work every day. If I was a bum, you wouldn't hear me out here that much.
How's that? We had a nice time.
Yeah, it just goes by too quick, unfortunately. But yeah, good, good, good. Yeah, everything was good.
You know, early last Wednesday, when watched my grandson play hockey, and it was good to get out a little early.
I think you doubled with Mike. I heard you. Go ahead, Mike.
Just say my Thanksgiving was pretty good as well. It was all good in the hood over here.
Hey, but you had your party a couple of weeks beforehand, so we're not counting you. We already know you had a good time up north.
I was talking about Thanksgiving, but okay.
We don't count that. You have your Thanksgiving Day celebration a couple of weeks beforehand, so boom. You can't have two in the same month.
Yeah, that's a good thing that we don't got to watch the Lions lose twice.
Well, it was a repeat of the week before, to be honest. They got lucky, you know, 2 weeks ago. So you can't play those games that way and expect to win all the time. They pulled that last one 2 weeks ago right out of their you-know-what at the last waning moment. They thought they were going to repeat that for a second time. And slim to none and slim left town.
Well, there were reports that Ragnow was coming back, but apparently he failed his physical, so he won't be coming back for this year. And we needed him, that's for sure.
I've been a follower of the Lions for a long time. They had their chance 2 years ago, and it's been fleeting and fading ever since. And I've said it, that, you know, it's tough to get to that spot one game before the Super Bowl. They missed their opportunity.
Well, at least we weren't like Buffalo. Go there 4 years in a row only to lose.
Yeah, I'd be happy just to make the game, man.
Yeah, well, they're losing some of their shine. As good as they are and explosive as they can be, which is way different than what we're used to. I mean, even with Stafford, they would win a lot of games, like in the last 10 minutes of the fourth quarter. It's unlike the Lions we knew, you know, years before and for many years. But Dan Campbell took them to a new level. But, you know, they're getting worse every year. They might have had a better record last year than they did the year before, but 2 years ago, they actually made it almost to the big dance, and they haven't come close to doing that. Look at their record now. What is it, 7-5, Mike?
I do believe so.
Well, I'm not really impressed with that offensive coordinator we have. I have noticed that Dan Campbell's calling plays now, so I don't believe that guy will be around after the season.
Yeah, but that part of their game was not broke. So I don't know why he went in there dabbling with it. That part of their game was not broke.
I don't know, that was kind of silly.
Whatever, that's what they get paid the big bucks for. They're to figure that out. We're just the guys that get to sit and watch them lose, I guess, so.
Yeah, whether they win or lose, they still get paid the big bucks.
I think as a rookie coming in, you get $550,000. There's a minimum pay scale there. I think it's $550 or something. It's $500,000 anyway.
$500,000 just to sit there and look pretty, whether you win or lose.
I can do that.
What it is about the... on this frequency. I hear it on the receive right now. It's like competing with it.
Your audio dropped out a little bit.
Let's say that again, Mike.
A little bit.
I'm not picking it. You're breaking up, or the repeater's not coming in, that signal's getting in. What's happening here?
It's a jammer.
Yeah, okay. The repeater was a little weak, so I couldn't tell what was going on.
WRZQs.
Yeah. Okay, the repeater owner said it's okay. He just doesn't want to be, I believe his words.
I question
him. Usually they flip everything, so. Anyways. You're right. I heard you talking earlier as I was trying to get out the door about, sample asshole and his buddies.
USBT 754.
It's a gems.
$49.
You'd be that other idiot that likes swearing in the chair, you know what I mean, Mike?
The one over there in the former, yeah, over there, yeah, News Point. And you got Leonard Kobolinski right there. He's another one. Yeah, they're all coming out of the woodwork. They just to do it. They're lonely, they're bored. They got nothing else better to do.
Alright, well, I'm gonna jump out of here.
WRWB 49 will be standing by.
All right, Mike, have a good day. WSBT 754.
73, guys. The WSHM 738.
You're still coming in good, wherever you're at.
For the moment, it's short-lived, so we'll catch you later, Mike. Have a good day. This morning, Mike, a few of them. We call it Camp Eli Sample.
Yep, the one that's on Reddy Street, the one that's on Lambrecht, and then the one that's on Eastland. All right, we'll catch you later. WRWB 489 will be standing by.
At WSHM 738, see ya.
WSEU 202, good morning.
Copy. Copy, RZ. 218, stand by.
WRUZ935 mobile.
And WFAH 780 Flat Rock. This radio getting out there.
Detroit site, WRUZ 935. WRUZ 935 mobile.
And 935 mobile, I don't know if you can hear me, it's 780 in Flat Rock. I can hear you very loud and clear.
Very good job from Flat Rock. Yeah, I'm right over here by the new Gordie Howe Bridge, northbound I-75 in a semi-truck. Over.
All right, in a big truck, 8 o'clock on 75. Better than you than me, pal.
Yeah, I just announced my presence on the Mount Clemens repeater as I went over the Rouge River Bridge, but I dropped down in elevation and couldn't make it anymore, so I popped in here.
Okay, then you're northbound then?
Yeah, northbound. I drive a truck for Chrysler. I just made a delivery down there in Toledo and just on my way back up.
I drive for Chrysler, all right. I used to drive big trucks back in the day, drove for the big three, but not independently, but not for the company itself.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of people that are delivering parts to the assembly plants and stuff like that. But I work right for the company and haul the stamped sheet metal parts out of the stamping plants and deliver them to the assembly plants. So, driving one of them big gray trucks run by compressed natural gas.
All right, compressed natural gas. All right. Yeah, I'm a long time ago. I'm 67. I drove big truck back in the late 70s and early 80s. Finally got into Ford itself and did my 30 years of Ford Motor and retired. I'm enjoying a retired life now.
Very good. I'm only a few years behind you. I'm 63. 64 is right around the corner, just after the holidays. I got to work until I'm 67 before I can retire, so still got a couple years to go. Good thing I got an easy job. Shh, don't tell anybody.
Yeah, that's right, driving a truck beats working, that's for sure. That's why I jumped on a high-low and did 30 years on a high-low. I wasn't working that line myself. I did it for 5 years, about 50.
Yeah, well, the only thing that would make this job any easier is if we had the, air-assisted, dolly leg lifts like UPS did. So, it's all drop and hook, and we can't be shoving those racks on and off the trailers, by ourselves. So we just drop them and hook to the rack load, haul a rack load back to the stamping plant. So everything's no touch, drop and hook trailers. That's the way I like it.
Yes, sir. That's for sure. All right, man, it's good talking to you. Keep rubbing track down, 10 and 2, all that stuff. 780 in Flat Rock, WSAH 780. I'll be hanging out. Have a good trip there, Chrysler.
Very good. We'll catch up with you later. The name here is John, by the way, Juliet Oscar Hotel November. And I'll be listening here until I can get into the Mount Clemens machine. Once I get the other side of downtown Detroit, I think I should be okay in Mount Clemens. We'll see you later. WRUZ 935.
WR 357.
WSFF330, mobile and monitored.
WSAA-299, mobile and monitoring.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSET-257. Can I be monitoring?
WSKK-684 monitoring.
Signing off. 572, excuse me.
SKM-960 receiving. WSKM-960 receiving. WSKK-684 monitoring. WSKF-960 receiving. WRUZ-935 WSHM-738.
WRUZ935.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and do what?
Anything you want.
Anything?
Anything.
Oh, man. That sounds like the beginning of a song.
I don't know nothing about it. That's you punks listening to that music.
Well, it was also part of a movie.
I think I know that song, though. I know which one you're talking about. I think there were two versions of it. Oh, hold on. I have it right here. Hang on a minute. Everything else happens out here. Why not that?
Yeah, really. You just play music like everybody else.
Yeah, I don't do it, but I hear you.
Man, I just walked in the door and had something to eat, put some groceries away, and here I am.
All right. Well, we got to try that 1.2 project here in a little bit.
Oh, man, the school stepped on you.
We got to try that 1.2 project in a minute.
Roger on that.
It'll be a little more than a minute, though, but...
Yeah, I'm going to have to move my car because she needs to get out of the garage for a minute or so. I'm not sure when, but she's going to yell for me to move my truck.
No matter, I'm not going to be there for 25 minutes.
There you go.
WSHM 738.
Man, I got to get checking stuff out here. I got a doctor's appointment. Actually, two tomorrow. I got to get packing stuff up, getting ready for the swaps.
Got all week to do that.
I got to have it all done by when I go to work Friday. You know, Thursday night, Friday, because... I'm gonna pack up on Friday night because I'm driving down on Saturday morning. I'm not spending the night down there. Okay. Yeah, it's a small swap. Yeah. You don't work. You're a truck driver. I sit, hold the steering wheel all day. Yeah, what kind of work is that? You sit down on your butt.
You don't do diddly squats.
No, I don't do no diddly squats. I don't do any kind of squats. Yeah. Diddly squiggly, that's what you do. Hey, there was a cartoon before, wasn't it? Squiddly diddly? Maybe Squigworld. Squigward? Yeah, Squigward from SpongeBob. Squarepants. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? Who is jealous and porous is he?
What's going on there, Jim?
Not much, just waving my hand, just driving through the neighborhood.
Alright, I heard about your new acquisition, but I'm not going to talk about it. I'll just commend you. Wise choice.
Yeah, it seemed pretty good. I kind of been wanting one. So that'll just take the place of my 731 here. And I got a place for it already. And I ordered a $50 antenna. It's like, I hope this place is legit. Because $50 for outdoor antenna, that's pretty darn cheap.
Did you get Alibaba or Temu?
It's from some place in California.
All right, well, have to fill us in the details later. But I got to make a quick stop, so I'll be back. WSHM 738.
I wish they all could be California antennas.
WRUV5, I think it's 576.
You're going to have that tattooed on the back of your wrist or something.
Well, the club ID is 572, I believe, which is, and then I keep thinking that this one is 578, but I think it's 576. I just have to remember the 76, 100-year anniversary.
Fine business. So, I don't know. I'm looking around here, and I'm trying to think of different ways of configuring shelves and radio stuff. So, anyway, yeah, Jim, I just walked in the house a little bit ago. I've been out shopping ever since I talked to you this morning.
Huh, imagine that. Yeah, I came home and I had a check in the mail. Well, that was nice. Then I did that thing in the morning, and that all worked out good. So, that's nice. So, I got some more spending money to do, or to spend. What else is going on? Yeah, I think that's it. I was just sitting here playing on a computer. I ordered that antenna and going over some bills. Well, good deal. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking it's like I'm gonna have to break out that heater that I run down here in the basement. But I got a bunch of crap all stacked up over here, and I got no room to put that heater. So I'm gonna have to do some corn figuring around here. It's too cold in the basement for me. That's where I had planned on putting it down there, and it's like, you know, why not just put it in the family room where I got it. I look out the door wall and nice and warm up here. I don't even need the table that's there. I wonder if I should just give it away to Michelle and it's like, here, take the table and chairs out of here. Well, it all depends. Do you plan on entertaining? Yeah, that's the only thing I was thinking about. You know, just doing that, you know, cleaning it off, getting all the junk off of it. I don't really entertain a whole lot, but, you know, it's good to... I do have a smaller table downstairs with, like, four chairs around it. But this is pretty small. Although I do have three leaves that go in it or whatever. And I think it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think I either have 8 or 10 chairs. I've got chairs, like 3 chairs downstairs. I got one upstairs. And I've got, 1, 2, 3, 4 here. Yeah, so I got like 8 chairs. They go around this table.
That's a lot of chairs. But, yeah, well. Yeah, you know, if I could have a shack upstairs, Then I could have a repair bench down here where the desk is. That would be cool.
Yeah, I'm going to have a little, I've been looking around for a small desk. I'd like to put it where my two-drawer chest or whatever I got here, like an end table type thing. I want to put a desk there and just have it so it's kind of like a repair bench, whatever. I don't do much soldering anymore or anything, but it'll be a place that I can put, you know, set up the gear and just leave it there, you know, instead of putting it all the way all the time. And it's close enough to antennas and all that where I can have, you know, I got a dummy load here and other things. So I was thinking about doing something like that, just finding like a smaller desk with maybe, you know, two or three drawers coming out of it. I don't need a big old teacher desk like what I'm using here.
Well, this desk that I have my stuff on is the executive desktop. You know, it is, it's like a steel case. What is this? This is a, this is a globe vertical, something like that. GW desk. It's like a steel case desk. And desktop on it is like, it's 5 feet or 6 feet. But it's got an overhang over the drawers, and it's extra deep. And that's why I really wanted this thing. So, but I'd like to get a regular like steel case desk, you know, out of the storage unit and bring it here and put it where I've got this little repair table at, because that table is just too small to do anything. I could push the table, you know, up against the wall and have it, like, to the left just to store stuff. I could put a couple of amplifiers on that table because it's a sturdy table.
Yeah, I had one of those steel desks. My brother and I both had one. My dad bought a couple of them, and I left that at the house in Shelby. I didn't want it anymore, but I guess I should have grabbed it. She also had this desk, too. But, yeah, this one is, like, extra deep. I'd really like it. I got tons of room here. I got the cat here. He's visiting. I grabbed him. He doesn't jump up on me. I have to pick him up. But, yeah, I'll find a used one. You know, like the garage sales, there's tons of these small little student desks floating around, and I don't need anything real big. Just something to put a power supply on and, you know, some of my, some parts, some of those little cabinet thingies that I got for parts in there, parts drawers type dealy. That's something else to look for.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about where I've got my parts cabinets either. And I've got more parts cabinets in the garage that are brand new that I had not even opened up yet. Bought them at a garage sale, so I got lots more parts cabinets. But there's three of them out there, at least three of them that are brand new. Plus, I've got several of them, you know, all of my dad's parts and stuff. I should really go through some of his parts cabinets. They're in the storage unit. And I'm sure I could condense a lot of that stuff and pitch a lot of the stuff. You know, see what's available. Maybe combine a couple of them. But I'm going to have to start going through that stuff and clearing out the storage unit. WRUZ935.
Yep, you definitely need to get rid of that storage unit. Get that stuff out of there. Stop being one of them there people that collect stuff for a living.
Well, I need to put the power in, and I can take a lot of those antennas that are stored, and I can put them on top of the tower and hook up feed lines to them and actually use them. Yeah, you got, like, way too many antennas. It's just, start selling some of that stuff in the summertime. You're paying. It's like you bought it, you got some really, really good deals on everything, but then you're spending money monthly, and it's like you're losing money on it now. Well, it wasn't costing me anything when I had another garage to store that stuff in. So, but now that that's gone, I got to pay for the storage unit. So, but yeah, I need to thin that stuff down and get rid of a lot of that stuff. So, and I need to thin down a lot of the stuff here. So, I should just start selling some of the stuff. You know, anybody wants to buy a complete 830 station or a complete Kenwood 700S? HF amplifiers, a Drake C-Line, ACOM 2100. Got a lot of stuff. Is that ACOM solid state? No. Okay. Those are expensive. I saw those. Some ACOM solid staters. It's like, oh, that's nice. This ACOM tuber ain't exactly cheap either.
That's right.
I mean, they're going for, you know, almost $4,000.
That's right.
What's happening there, Larry?
I don't know.
That's not Larry.
That's right.
Sounded just like Larry. Close. Very close.
I'm a man on many voices.
It's that guy from the Emo Limo commercials. Limo the Emo? Yeah, doesn't he look like the emo guy?
I'm not sure what you're talking about. I'm not sure this is going in a good place.
The guy that's with the emo all the time, with the mustache, and, you know, for Liberty, Bibbidi. Not that guy, but the emo, the one with the emo dressed in yellow all the time.
I know what you're talking about. Has the shades on, too.
You just remind me with, you know, with the guy with the mustache. You remind me of him. Yeah, but does he wear his sunglasses at night? Oh, I remember that song. Straight.
I have first day back stuff after a 4-day weekend and a short 3-day week. I gotta tell ya, I gotta be honest with ya. I wouldn't call.
Every day's the weekend for me.
Working on it, Jim. I'm working on it.
Boy, did I make the money over this weekend.
Yeah, the government will thank you when they take half of it.
You know, I hate when people say that because I have never, ever worked more days and not brought home more money.
Yeah, you just don't bring home as much as you should. Yeah, of course, the more you work, the more you'll bring. But on a percentage basis, you know, they clobber the hell out of you.
Well, they do, but, you know, if you worked that every week, then you'd be in the proper tax bracket. But if you worked that once in a while, then you're going to get most of that back at the end of the year in your income tax refund.
Yeah, I get it, but, you know, you worked it now. It's nice to see the benefit on the paycheck, you know, the full part of it. Yes, you'll get it in the end, one way or the other.
Yeah, I have never been one to complain about, you know, how much they withhold. I mean, you know, for bonuses and stuff, they tax that at a 44% rate. And we got guys that'll say, oh, the heck with that. I'm going tax exempt for that week. And they'll take home that whole check. And it's like, now at the end of the year, you are going to end up owing the tax money on that rather than getting a refund. So, you know, it all balances out. And you know, I've had people say, you know, that if they work a Saturday and Sunday, they end up taking home less money than they do on 40 hours, and it's like, you are lying through your teeth.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that, but they just don't give as much as they thought they would.
I mean, just go ahead and say that I don't feel like working weekends, so I'm not going to because that's my choice. But they try and justify it by lying about it, and you know they're lying.
At the end of the day, by the end of the year, your AGI is your AGI. It puts you in a tax bracket, and it is what it is. Whether you paid it up front or you're going to pay it at the end, it doesn't matter at the end of the day.
It all comes out with your tax return. What's up, Jim? You're quiet.
WSAT 580, break.
I was looking at all the glassware and the liquor and everything over here on my, whatever you call this, the hutch, whatever, kind of. Has all the, like, collectibles on it now, and liquor and pots and pans on the bottom. And there's like a, we're doing the riders for the club. We're doing like a charity bowling thing. And I was thinking about doing a basket, putting all Harley stuff in it. I got some Harley cups and tumblers that I've won. I think I'm going to put like a little Harley basket together. I got other things in the garage. It's not going to really cost anything. I'll go to Salvation Army and get a basket. And I just got to get some of that cellophane, that see-through cellophane that they put on baskets. I don't know where to buy that at.
Who is the breaker? Go ahead.
Hey, this is WSAT 580. I just had a comment on the taxable withholdings now versus later discussion.
Go ahead.
So it's nice to get that big check back if the government owes you, but you're basically giving the government an interest-free loan on that time. The point is, if you take it all, and yeah, you'll have to pay the taxes on it at the end of the year. However, if you take that extra money and put it in a CD or whatever, then your money makes you money. You still end up owing it, but you're not giving the government an interest-free loan.
Well, if you take that money and you put it in the savings, you're going to get less than 1%. So if you think you're taking a vacation and going to Tahiti, you're not. Even if you put, if it was a large sum of money and you put it in a CD and you got a couple of $100 by the end of the year, because you're not getting a full year and it would have to be a short-term CD, because if you get paid a bonus at Christmas time, by the time you got to do your, I look at it and say, if they hang on to it, I get a big lump sum that I get to do something with.
if I put a little bit in my bank account every week, I'm liable to dip into that, and it doesn't seem like it's adding up to anything. I'd rather let them hold on to it and give it to me in a big lump sum, and then I can pay something off or do something with it. Just live your life like you normally live it, you know, week to week, and then get that larger sum back at the end of the year and do something with it, pay something off, buy yourself something, go on a vacation.
Yes, I agree. So you may have good willpower and do the right thing, but a lot of people wouldn't, and they'd blow that money, then they'd be in a big debt at the end of the year. So for a very disciplined person, that probably works. But most of the people just turn around and buy a bag of heroin with it.
Yeah, crack rock in the hand is worth two in the bush.
You're making me laugh. Yeah, it's true. It takes some discipline. And I'm not saying it's for everyone, but if you break it down, that's, you know, how it works out.
There's no doubt you're exactly right. I mean, they're getting free money to use that times a billion, trillion people. It's a lot of money, isn't it?
That's right. There's that old saying, it takes money to make money. Make your money work for you. Don't you work for the money.
Yeah, but like when they changed the tax withholdings, so you'll take home more money on your paycheck. Oh, whoopee, you're going to change it so I take home an extra $20 a week. I'd rather have you hold that $20 a week and then give it all to me at the end of the year. That's an extra grand I get back, because $20 a week ain't allowing me to buy anything. It just gets absorbed into the bills. So, and then they don't have to give you as big of a refund at the end of the year. You know, like I said, I'd rather have them hold on to it and just, you know, give me that extra grand back, and you know, I'll do something. I'll go out and buy me a new radio. It'll be a RUZ-935.
I did. Let me make sure I got it. I did used to look at that like a savings account, you know, that the big lump of money that you could do something with at the end of the year, you know, at the cost of them getting an interest-free loan. But that is the way I did look at it for many years, so still kind of do. Although the amount you get back is less, I have less write-offs. I paid off my house a couple years ago, so there goes that write-off, you know. Tax bracket goes up, all these dynamics come into play. I don't know. I think I just want to be a welfare recipient that gets free money. It seems more beneficial.
Yeah. That way everything is a gift to you, and you can't complain about any taxes because, hey, it's not like you're working for it.
I tell you what, they'd probably complain more.
You know, you can always adopt some kids, then you'll have some write-offs.
Yeah, well.
I had one of my own I never got to use as a tax exemption, ever.
I've got two of them, and yes, it's a nice write-off, but it definitely does not even out in the end, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, I mean, the kids take a lot of money. I got a fake granddaughter that, you know, I spoil her, so it cost me a lot of money, you know, and even if she was my kid, what I got for to claim her at the end of the year wouldn't offset what I spent on her first time. I'd blow all that. What do you get for a kid, like $5,000? One kid, maybe $5,000?
Well, it depends on who's in office. If it was Kamala, you know, you'd have got a bigger write-off.
My two kids, it's $20,000 right off the top.
Oh, and I can't count all the other days I do stuff for her, so there you go.
You better not let her hear you call her a fake granddaughter.
That's what they call her, so I use that name, because I think it's funny.
at you if she hears you say that.
She's smart enough to figure it out. I said it. Oh, well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to buy her a Bofang so she can listen here and hear how you talk about her.
Don't say nothing bad about her. She's a cool kid, man. I dig her. Smart, and she's always been smart. That's why I don't think she'll ever be a CB operator.
Yeah, set her up with the GMRS.
That's right. Every morning she can wake up to music being played.
That's about it. All right, I'm almost home. I'll catch you guys later. The other breaking station in there. Appreciate your info on the pay me now or pay me later thing. It's all good info, man. So nothing wrong going on here, at least today in this last 20 minutes. All right, we'll see you guys later. Have a good one. From WSHM 738.
Have a fine one. Yeah, I did. I would do the same thing. I wouldn't do a whole lot of deductions, you know, on W-2. I think I only put like one or something like that. And I always would get a couple grand back. So yeah, it's basically like a savings account. That was always fun. I would always get money back. Even now, I get most of, you know, because I'm retired and I don't have much income, I get most of my tax money back. Well, think about this, Jim. Since I sold my house, I have really no deductions. I can't write off my my union dues. I can't write off anything that I have isn't enough to itemize. I'll basically make $130,000 a year and be able to do the easy form. What you need to do is start a business. You know, you got enough radio equipment all, you know, there. You can do a lot with that. You know, all your driving to the swaps and the hotels and food. The cost of the tables and the tickets and all that would be a write-off. Yep. So you just, you know, do a DBA. It's cheap enough to start all that. Well, I was going to do that after I had retired, because then I'll be, you know, hitting all the swaps and driving all over the place. And that's what I had planned on doing. Yeah, but you do that now, and you can deduct the mileage on your truck and everything. So I don't see why you just don't start it now, and then go full swing later. You know, you don't have to be like an LLC or anything like me. You can do a DBA. I'll talk to my tax guy. The other gentleman that was in there, you want to jump in there?
Yep, I'm still here just listening and doing a little work, but back to the kids thing. Yeah, I've two kids, so that's $20K right off the top. At least that's what it's been the last couple of years. So I think with this big, beautiful bill that passed, there's a bunch more deductions that you can take now or upcoming here maybe in 26, such as like you can write off if you buy an American-made car or making payments on an American-made car. There's a couple other good write-offs in there. I got to look them up again, though.
Well, it should allow you to write off your the cost of your health care.
I could not agree more with that. And I also believe you should be able to write off tuition. You send your kids to private school or pay for college or anything. If you're paying a school, you should be able to write that off.
Oh, but when they reopened the government, they snuck in some stuff about... Well, they just recently took several things like, you know, nurses and teachers and a whole bunch of different things. They took those professions out of being professional, which means now those people won't qualify for certain types of you know, school loans and programs and stuff like that. So a whole lot of complications come in with that, and none of it is good. But I am not a fan of the Big Beautiful Bill because I think it was a disaster. So, but that's me. My daughter, I had to laugh. My daughter, she's 21, and she was a big Trump supporter and all of that stuff. So she's got a boyfriend that she's planning on staying with for the rest of her life. I don't know if they're going to get married or what, but you know, she plans on having babies, and you know, the tax credits for the extra child tax credit that Kamala was offering, the $50,000 tax credit to start your own business. Her boyfriend's got his own business. He could have brought that legitimate rather than working under the table and being in trouble with the IRS. He could have got a $50,000 tax break. They could have bought a house and got $25,000, you know, down payment assistance. But nope, they were against that. They were against all that free stuff. So no. Jim?
Huh. Imagine that. Anyway, I gotta write something on a computer, so I'm doing like a survey thing for something, so I'm gonna be busy for a little bit. So I'll be on the side listening. WRUV 576. Another guy, go ahead.
Yep. I'm not a big fan of the Big Beautiful Bill either. It was a lot of bait and switch. There's a lot of junk in there and a lot of stuff that shouldn't be in there. And I don't know. I just look at both sides. It's two sides on the same card. Both the sides are going to try and screw you somehow or another. They definitely don't look out for the little guy. So, yeah, that's my input on that.
Yep, you know, like extending the tax, the tax cuts for the wealthy, those are permanent. But the ones for the working class, they expire in 3 years. Why is that? Oh, okay, because by the time that happens, a new administration will be elected. And then you can blame them for raising the taxes when your tax credits run out. So it's a good way to make the other guy look bad. But whatever. So, it is what it is. So I just hope that people don't lose a bunch of health care with premiums going up. I hope something can be done to extend the Affordable Care Act, the subsidies for that. Because some people's insurance is going up, you know, way up. So I'm glad I've got employer, you know, paid for health care, but, you know, not everybody does.
Yep, I couldn't agree. Definitely something needs to be done with the health care system. Just ridiculously expensive, and the premiums are so expensive, you're almost better off just not having it and paying out of pocket. And a couple of doctors that I see, you know, they're not in the network, but I like them, and I just pay them cash because I like them, and, you know, it's, I go through health insurance, and they send me four bills with different things, and I just go to one doctor I like and pay them cash, and it's good to go.
Okay. All right. I just got called. I had to go move my car, so I will catch up with you later. This is John, WRUZ935. I'll be back later.
Well, nice chat with you, John. This is Joe, WSAT580. I'm also clear of the network here. I got a couple things I got to get done. WRXI212 mobile on frequency with the 625. WSBT754. This is WRWZ. WRWZ 49, WRX site 212, mobile.
WSTY 760, monitored, mobile.
WSEU 202, good afternoon. WSEU 202, good afternoon.
WSKK 684, how's it going?
It's going pretty good, man. It's going pretty good. How about yourself?
Just living the blue-collar dream on another beautiful Monday.
I guess that's all we can ask for, right? This is WRZ513 radio check.
I read you. Read you loud and clear. WSJU 861. WSJU 861 back to monitoring.
Check.
Hear you loud and clear, radio check, WSJU 861.
This is WSAT-34,
this is WSAT-257, you out there?
This is WSAT-284 to 257, I got a copy on you.
Howdy. Just seeing if you might be up for a little more antenna testing here in about a half hour or so.
Yeah, roger that. What frequencies are you thinking?
Mostly MERS. I made a few more antennas on my out.
All right, copy that. Y'all have my MERS handheld ready to go, but I'll be available.
All right, sounds good. I'll hit you up. This is 257. I'm clear and monitoring.
Sounds good. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear and monitoring.
WSKK 684 calling WSKK 690. That's a big toughie, Mr. 690.
This is WRZ 513 radio check.
WSIP 284, WSET 257, are you out there?
This is WSIP 284, go ahead, 257.
You want to kick it on down to that MERS channel? Ready to test.
This is WSIP 284. I missed your last transmission. Could you say again?
284, this is 257. Do you read?
This is WSIP 284. Go ahead, 257.
I want to go down to 151-880. QSY to 151-880. Over.
Roger that. I will be on that frequency. I'm going to go ahead and clear 18, but I'll still be monitoring.
Roger that. WSET 257, clear. 284, this is 257, do you read?
This is WSIP 284. Yeah, I read you 257. I could hear you coming through a couple times. The last two times were pretty clear. The first times were really broken, but it sounds like you can't copy me.
That's affirmative, over. I'm going to try switching up some stuff on the setup here. I'll get back with you in just a minute.
Roger that. This is WSIP 284, standing by.
WSET 257, clear. WSIP 284, this is WSET 257, do you read? WSIP 284, this is WSET 257, do you read? This is WSET 257, I'll be monitoring.
WRUU850.
This is WSIP 284 to WSET 257. Do you copy?
I copy a 10 by there, station. Loud and clear. Sounds like it's bent, but ain't broke.
Very nice. Appreciate the check there. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear and monitoring.
And this is WSET 257. I will also be clear and monitoring.
WSAL 946 monitoring the frequency tonight. WSAL 946, I'm cleared monitoring.
It's 7 p.m. Do you know where your children are at?
Eating dinner with the rest of us. WSU 202. Somebody just asked to say it was 7 o'clock. You know where your kids are at. Well, I tell you what, my scanner's going crazy. Macomb County's doing some kind of sweep out there, so I hope you got all your ducks in a row.
WSIE 375 monitoring. WSIE 375 monitoring.